On today's show, automakers are on pace to set another global sales record. Ford updates its Super Duty pickup, and how Jeep improved the Wrangler's aerodynamics without compromising its iconic design. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Car sales around the world remain strong. Wards Auto reports that automakers sold 8.1 million vehicles worldwide in October, which is about 3% higher compared to last year. Sales in North America dipped 1%, but it was the only region to see a drop. In Asia, sales were up a little over 1%. Europe posted an impressive 7% gain, and sales in South America skyrocketed 23% in October. Through the first 10 months of the year, automakers have sold close to 79 million vehicles, which is a 3.4% gain compared to last year. And it puts the industry on pace to set a global record in 2017. We've seen a lot of activity with autonomous vehicles recently, and now Velodyne, one of the leaders in LiDAR technology, just introduced its next-gen system to help enable Level 5 driving. It can scan close to 1,000 feet, which is twice the range of its last system, and it has 10 times the resolving power. Along with extended range, the new LiDAR unit features upgraded object identification software, which means it can detect and recognize objects at highway speeds. That's important to note. The new unit is also smaller, lighter, and uses less power than the previous one. Velodyne didn't reveal its price, but it won't be cheap, and that's why the company is pitching this as a solution for fleets rather than personal cars. Still to come, Kia is setting up special sites around the country to showcase the new Stinger.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
As we reported a few weeks back, Kia hopes that its new Stinger sedan will change people's perception of the brand. And to give potential customers a better idea of what the car is all about, the company is setting up what it calls Stinger salons across the U.S. The interactive sites will showcase the car's evolution from concept to production vehicle with custom videos and virtual reality modules. There are salons currently open in Maryland, Illinois, and New York, with locations in California, Texas, and Georgia soon to follow. And if you want to learn more about the Stinger, check out my driving impressions of the car. We'll provide a link for you to check that out. We're only 1 week removed from the LA Auto Show, but that isn't stopping Lexus from thinking about next month's Detroit show. It's teasing a new concept it will debut called the LF1 Limitless, which was designed by Toyota's Kelty Design Center in California. You can't see much, but we can tell you that the taillights wrap around the back of the vehicle. There aren't any other details, but Lexus does call this, quote, its flagship crossover that redefines the boundaries of luxury. We'll see if that's the case in another month or so. While the truck war continues to rage on, and Ford is the latest to grab bragging rights, the 2018 Super Duty can now claim best-in-class horsepower, torque, towing, gooseneck towing, and payload. In fact, torque has increased 10 pound-feet to 935, and that's starting to get awfully close to that mythical 1,000 pound-feet category. A new dually version of the F450 has been added as well, which will be available before the end of the year. Coming up next, how Jeep improved the Wrangler's aerodynamics without changing its look.
At Bridgestone, our engineers want to help make sure you're not stuck on the side of the road. Our revolutionary drive guard tires are engineered to take a puncture and drive up to 50 miles.
Ready to go.
Watch our latest Archer demo at BridgestoneTire.com.
The Jeep Wrangler's boxy design is iconic, so when it came to creating the new model, designers couldn't stray much from what we're used to, but aerodynamic improvements were needed. On last week's Autoline After Hours, Mark Allen, the head of Jeep design, shared how designers were able to keep the Wrangler's classic look while also improving its aero.
So we tried to sneak the aero in without disrupting too much of the vehicle. You'll see it, of course, in the windshield rake. It's a much faster windshield. A lot of sculpting on the A-pillar, and it doesn't sound like that would make a big deal, but it does, not really so much for aerodynamics as much as it is for just quietness of the car in VH. Also on the back of the hardtop, you'll see a little spoiler has snuck in to detach the air. And as the roof comes back, it actually leans in a little bit. I didn't want to do a lot. Didn't want to make it a lot, very noticeable. The Sport actually sits a little bit lower, and we've covered the front of the front tires on the Sport. And the air dam got a little deeper. But we tried to sneak it in here and there without disrupting the vehicle. They're opposing goals, aero and off-road. They right. really are. But I think we did a good job with it. It worked out good.
You can watch that entire show right now on Autoline.tv, or you can find it on our YouTube channel. And speaking of After Hours, we've got another great show for you this Thursday. John and Gary take a deep dive into all the changes Ford made with the new Mustang. That's tomorrow afternoon on Autoline.tv. But that's it for today. Thank you for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.